Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Peter Greenberg has been everywhere. The award-winning travel editor for CBS News, host of The Travel Detective on public television, and on WGN Radio, his Eye on Travel is heard Saturday afternoons from 1 to 4, and we go to Hawaii today to say good morning or good evening or whatever time it is there. Hi, Peter.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Are you jet-lagged?
No, but it's been quite a week. We are actually in Tanzania in Africa on the Indian Ocean, and then flew a crazy route from Dar es Salaam to Zanzibar to Dubai to L.A. to Kauai, where I'm talking to you now. That was about 33 hours in the air, if you want to add it all up, and I'm still awake, so good morning.
And were the planes all full?
They were. Travel is back with a vengeance. In all of those destinations, yeah, the planes are all full. And it's getting crazier because as you go to these other countries, you realize, which of course we've been talking about for years, how much travel and tourism impacts their bottom line. It puts food on the table. It creates jobs. And people are thrilled that it's coming back because, it's one thing to be stuck at home in Chicago. It's another thing to be stuck at home without any income in another country.
No kidding. Harder to find bargains these days, but I was reading in the Wall Street Journal the other day that a business class to Europe is a little less expensive these days, isn't it?
It is. Here's the irony. It's almost counterintuitive that in many cases, it's a less expensive ticket to fly business class from, let's say, New York to Rome than it is to fly New York to L.A. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but it does when you put it into perspective that there's no international long-haul business travel. So who's sitting up in front? Well, you are if you play it right.
We're hearing a lot about airlines canceling flights. Looking at a story this morning about Southwest canceling more than 500 flights. So what's happening? We heard about American doing this. Is everybody doing this now?
Well, a lot of the airlines will say, oh, it's because of weather. Not really. It's because of staffing. They have a pilot shortage. They came back with a vengeance themselves. They unparked all their planes. They announced 170 new routes over and above what they were even flying in 2019. And then they had a whoops moment where they realized that because of crew scheduling and, most importantly, crew training, they hadn't had the time to put everybody back in recurrent training to requalify to get up in the cockpit. Because in order to get back after all these many months, if you're a pilot, you've got to go back in 2 days in the classroom, 3 days in the simulator before you can get back up in the air. Well, multiply that by the number of pilots who needed to come back, by the number of flights they had to fly, and now you understand why they were canceling hundreds of flights.
Another headline we're looking at this morning, United Airlines expanding nonstop service to a number of U.S. cities, but these are mainly smaller destinations, smaller towns, Peter?
They are. I mean, as people get back to travel, what do they want to do? They want to go outdoors. They want to breathe. So if you take a look at the destinations that every airline's been announcing, whether it's United Airlines or Frontier or even Southwest, they're places that are, located near national parks or state parks, secondary and tertiary cities that may not have had a lot of service before or may not have even had any service. I mean, the example I use is Bozeman, Montana. Every airline that I know of has announced service to Bozeman, Montana. Why? Well, it's near Yellowstone. Okay, but guess what? They're flooding the zone. There are 200,000 new seats a month coming into Bozeman. Here's the problem. There are not even 2,000 hotel rooms in Bozeman. So while it may be inexpensive to get on a flight and go there, get out your wallet if you want to be there. So you have to think strategically as well, as the airlines are just throwing darts against the wall to say, hey, we'll go there. How long those flights will last when September rolls around, you'll see a lot of airlines pulling out of Bozeman. So get ready for that, too.
I saw something on your blog a month or two ago that I meant to ask you about. Is this still true? You were saying that you should double your connecting flight time this year. What was that all about?
Oh, boy. This year and every other year as well, but especially this year. Reasons being that the airline, every plane is full, number one. And so if your flight to a connecting city is late by more than 30 minutes and you miss your connection, they may not be able to put you on the next available flight because that flight may be full as well. So bottom, and you factor in all the other delay aspects. You could throw in weather if you want, even the TSA and security checkpoint times. So don't do a 90-minute connect. Do a 180-minute connect. Seriously, or you will be disappointed. I mean, it's as simple as that. Just do the basic math. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be a lot of availability.
And that makes sense. And a lot of people now planning summer vacation and wondering if they should pull the trigger now on tickets. Is there any chance that maybe they'll get cheaper as the weeks go on? What's your best advice?
The answer to that, I'm sorry, is no. Sorry. Mm-hmm. It's a situation where the airfares are growing at the rate of about 7 to 10% per week. That's compounded.
Wow.
So I'll give you an example. This goes back to the airfares to overseas. You know, 9 weeks ago, I had an airfare from Los Angeles to New York one way on American for $92 nonstop. Today, that's $650.
Wow.
But I can go to from New York to Athens tonight for $550. So, yes, do not wait. However, look for anything after September 15th if you really want to be strategic and start booking that now because those fares will drop about 10 days after Labor Day. But they're going to drop now. You don't have to wait.
So it's time to book Christmas vacation now.
Well, yeah, for Christmas and Thanksgiving, it's not exactly, you know, a secret what day Thanksgiving is. And it's not a secret what day Christmas is. So do it now, absolutely. Because remember, during the pandemic, the airline algorithms that they were using to be able to project demand and set pricing, they fell apart. And right now, they have no idea what demand's going to be like. So now's the time you want to go book it.
You're in Hawaii, you said, and Hawaii tourism got hit very hard by the pandemic. What's the situation there? Hotel rates way up?
Well, now it's completely reversed. You know, they've announced that by July 9th, you will not have to be either be vaccinated or tested in the same regime. You know, you won't have to be quarantined. So, you know, you'll have to show, you know, either proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test, but you'll be able to come in without quarantine. The numbers are way up. Hawaii is basically a textbook case of law of supply and demand. In Kauai right now, the hotels are running 90%. There are no inexpensive room rates, and there are no inexpensive rental car rates. And that's going to stay the same between now and the end of this year as more and more people come in. Because when the airlines flooded the zone, they really flooded the zone to Hawaii. Southwest now has almost become the dominant carrier to Hawaii and to all the islands. You have Hawaiian Air, you know, beefing up. And so it's not a problem of getting more people here. It's a question of what do you do when you get here and how do you afford it? So be careful.
That rental car crunch is going to be with us everywhere for the rest of the year, isn't it?
Correct. You know, they sold all the cars in the fleet to downsize during the pandemic because they were non-performing assets. The problem was people are back. So we have the law of supply and demand kicking in. Rental car rates in this state, in Hawaii, where I'm right now, are so crazy that people are renting U-Hauls because they're cheaper. Now, that makes no sense,
that
but
is
it's
crazy.
True.
Yeah. Peter Greenberg, he'll be on the radio here Saturday afternoon between 1 and 4. Who knows what country he'll be in by the weekend or what planet. Always good to catch up with you, Peter. Safe, happy travels.
Hey, right back at you. I'll talk to you soon.